Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, the spring calving season really is just around the corner now, if you think about it. And last year, Washington State University's Veterinary Medicine Extension and Field Disease Investigation Unit heard your concerns about unexplained death losses in newborn beef calves in the 2017 Weak Calf Syndrome Project at WSU. They documented that 42% of responding herds experienced weak calf syndrome in 2017, an increase from 18% in 2016. Now, weak calf syndrome applies to calves that are born full term and are stillborn or weak, or maybe born normal and die within 2 weeks of birth without an obvious reason for death. And they may have difficulty sucking or standing and require significant nursing care to keep alive. So you might be asking, what can you do now? Well, WSU says it's not too late to hay test and know what your cows are getting. It would also be beneficial, they say, to keep track of how many pounds of hay you're feeding or how many bales and the weight of those bales fed over a period of time. Also, tracking the amounts of mineral and protein supplementation, they say, can give a whole picture of what's available to your cows. That's a look at your Land and Livestock Report. I'm Russell Nimitz.